There's another intriguing movie in theaters now on a much smaller scale. It's a music documentary called Gypsy Caravan, and it chronicles a transatlantic tour by several groups of gypsy musicians. Producer Derek Raff talked with the film's director, Jasmine Dalal, about this musical journey.
This is the music of Tarafta Haiduks from Romania, one of the acts in Gypsy Caravan. It's a documentary about a music tour by some of the greatest gypsy ensembles, with on- and off-stage footage and, most movingly, scenes shot beyond the tour in India, Romania and Spain, a picture unfolds of triumph over prejudice through sheer joie de vivre. Bigotry sometimes comes in subtle guises. Gypsy Caravan director Jasmine Dalal recalls an example from her own childhood.
At the beginning of my previous film, American Gypsy, I told the story of this clapping game I used to play when I was a kid in England, which goes something like, my mother said I never should play with the gypsies in the wood, and if I play with the gypsies, then they'll come and steal me away, and it would be a dreadful thing.
Jasmine Dalal set out to shatter this prejudice. Take the very name, Gypsy.
Most people don't even realise that the word gypsy comes from Egyptians and this mistaken belief that they were from Egypt, but it's not a term that most Romani people prefer.
In fact, the gypsy or Rom migration reputedly started in India and centuries later reached the western edge of Europe. Like birds spreading fruit seeds, they digested and carried cultures and traditions along with them. And everything from Jewish klezmer to Western classical music has reaped the harvest.
You can really hear the link between all these different musics, and you could feel it too during the tour on the bus in the film. You know, you can feel all these different people coming together who didn't really know each other at the beginning and would start strumming on one instrument and then end up swapping instruments or playing different tunes together and sometimes discovering the new things that really a lot of Western musicians wouldn't necessarily fall into so easily.
The Romanis are as foreign to each other as they are collectively to the rest of the world. The tour organisers took great pains to reflect this in booking the artists. This is Maharaja from Rajasthan, where the Roma migration began. Jasmine.
So they picked this cross-section of Roma musicians to give people a broad idea of what it can be. And sometimes at concerts I'd meet some audience members who would say, oh, that group's the real Roma musicians. And some of them would be talking about Taraf and others about Tranfari or Esmer. Or they all had different ideas of what was real Romani music, which I thought was very interesting.
We also hear from Fanfare Ciacolia from Romania. Antonio El Pipa from Spain. And the queen of the gypsies, Esma Recepova, from Macedonia. It was to be a learning experience for all.
There were language and culture differences, and I think they definitely felt the differences more than the similarities. And by the end, partly because of living together for 6 weeks and partly because of performing together and exchanging musical ideas, there was a real camaraderie.
Dalal and her cameraman, the legendary Albert Mazels, followed the artists back to their homes and villages. They visited Romania.
When we went there, it was about a week in the village of Clejan, where Tarafta Haiduks live, and then another week up in the north near the Moldovan border with Fanfare Ciocărlia, which is very different, very verdant and hilly. Both of these places were quite beautiful, and some really touching things happened.
Births, weddings, and the unexpected death and funeral of Nicolae Niacșu from Tarafta Haiduks.
The music at the funeral, though, at Nicolae Niacșu's funeral, I think that made me cry about the first 40 times I heard it. He was really wonderful to spend time around during the tour, too. I remember him one time, though, calling me over, and in whatever broken version of different languages we communicated in, he told me not to leave my camera case by him, which I had, because he said, you know, if I walk away and anything happens to it, I'll get accused of taking it because I'm a gypsy. It was quite sad, but he said it in such a kind of caring, grandfatherly way.
Like many Roma, Nicolae earned respect with the one thing he had to give, his music.
The Roma will tell you that there are two kinds of music. There are dance songs and table songs. And the dance songs, well, it's obviously what you do to those. And table songs are for sitting at the table and crying.
It's been said that it is often the ones who have received the least give the most in return. Gypsy Caravan shows the music of the Roma getting the recognition and dignity it deserves. After all, it is a gift from the heart. For NPR News, I'm Derek Rath.
The movie Gypsy Caravan is in limited release. It opens in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. today.